Blog Talk Radio.
I love that.
That is all kind of sissy.
Yes, totally.
So how you people doing out there? The Snow White is around. She's floating in the ether, but she cannot speak at the moment. She is not pleased about it. She may cut instead of me. But anyway, you are listening to Gamer Girls Radio this week.
Instead of you.
Yay!
You let somebody actually... Well, that's weird.
Yeah, sometimes you have to let people cut. They just need to. You know, I'm not trying to keep people from being happy.
Do you need a cutter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so.
What happened was. All right, folks, we are back. Oh, my God.
We weren't gone anywhere.
No, we're not. We're not. Okay. We're totally not.
Oh, there she is.
No.
You have no idea.
I was about to say Soul Train, but that was wrong, right? That was wrong.
That was always ending the Saturday morning cartoons for me. I was depressed every time Soul Train came on, just because like I knew there'd be no more cartoons the rest
Aww.
Of the
day. He's right. I like
that. Yeah, I never thought of it that way. So now I don't think I like Soul Train anymore. It's your fault.
Remember, this is the other thing you have to think about. Especially when we were little, there was no internet.
That's true.
That's right. We had to go outside. It's weird.
Yeah, and it was hot. You didn't want to go outside. You'd be like, damn, I gotta go outside. Damn.
Okay, have we introduced the show yet?
I was about to do, but you...
Okay, let me go ahead and do it, because I need to do what I want to do.
Really?
Yes. Okay, it is... God, what day is it? It's Thursday. It's the 8th of November, 2012, and it's... I already said it was Thursday. I'm very tired. I'm sorry. It's time for the Rough, Raw, and Ready show, and I'm a little behind, because I just got off work, so excuse me while I get caught up.
And a little about the gorgeous behind, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm Snow White, the frazzled one. And we also have Koi / Gamenatrix, who is the elated one, which I'm very happy to hear.
Woo! Yay!
And we also have Ginger Rocks, who's always perky. You always know that.
Rawr.
See? She's so cute.
No, you would have not. Do not
sound cute. That's obnoxious. And then we have Master Blaster, who's always obnoxious.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Right. I'll take it.
We love our Blaster.
I'm just joking, Blaster. And now I'm going to lay down on the floor while we do the show, if you don't mind.
And hump it.
All right.
Then we've got more applause.
You guys think I'm joking. I'm getting down on the floor right now. So if there's anything going on in the chat, I have no idea.
The Dark One says he'll go in there. He'll lay down with you.
Okay, cool. Hey, Dark. You can join me. That's fine.
Ugh. All right. So we have Jay Dukes. We have Dark in the chat room. And we have guest 13640. Guest 13640. Top right-hand corner says make an account or something like that. Make yourself an account. Log in. Come back. And you can chat with us.
Does she sound like a radio announcer to anybody but me?
That's what we do here now. That's how we roll.
Call in right now. 1-800-375-5555.
I kind of like the half of Snow's boobs.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I kind of like the ones that go, And if you call right now, you'll be able to talk to any one of our gorgeous ladies who are just...
Okay, that is not video. That is an 800 number for us.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I can't pull off that whole sexy husky voice.
Because you're like, you're the cutest little thing ever. You just want to pinch your cheeks.
He's still a baby. We got to give you at least 10 or 15 years before the vocal cords stretch out a little more.
Yeah, and then you'll get husky and you'll be all like...
I'm not even the baby here.
You are the baby. You are the baby.
Yes, I'm the baby.
Ginger's the baby.
I'm the baby.
You're so cute.
Don't kick me. Don't kick the baby. You kick the baby or something like that. I don't know.
You know what? It's the voice.
I'm the baby. You the baby. Okay, go ahead.
It's the voice. It's her voice.
Hey, baby.
She gets the high register even when she's not mad. She's just always up here.
I can't help it.
And it's funny because it matches her face. She has that the voice matches her face. She looks all sweet and innocent and cute. I just wanted to pick her up and put her in my purse. And put her in my purse and go, come on, Gingy, let's go.
And she's really not sweet, just so you know.
No, I'm not. I'm totally mean and horrible. And yeah.
She is, would shock me. She was threatening to push somebody down the escalator or something, and I'm like,
well, you know what's really funny, Corey, is your face matches your personality.
Yes.
You got kind of that don't fuck with me face going on.
That's right, all day, every day.
Yep. I don't know. I think mine is too innocent for my personality.
No, you are a porn star. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I am not a porn star.
Do I need to remind everybody again?
No, God, not that story. Move on.
I want to tell it again.
Oh, my, don't tell us story. It's so old now. Everybody's like, God, not this again.
I'm having a celebratory libation.
Oh, that explains that.
I'm very happy.
I know. And I have to hear about this after the show, so just keep talking about other stuff.
Okay, so, look, I do have to share our before the show talk. You all would have been freaked out. You know what? We all are some serious geeks.
You think?
Were you hearing these two back and forth and me too?
No, I was hearing this one guy that wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Okay, so, you know, and you're also in on this. Everybody's making stuff here. You know, we always keep joking. We're like, I'm the Keebler elf because I'm always making shoes. Ginger's making some dresses, and they were trading stuff back and forth. And you're also, Snow's trying to learn Blender. So, yeah, this has been an interesting conversation before this.
I made hair before during work today.
So. See?
No, we still talking about Blender, or?
No, I made it in Second Life, but I'm trying to learn how to use Blender, but I can't fucking figure that shit out. It's pissing me off. Go ahead, sorry.
Come talk to Master sometime.
Yeah. Well, that's what you can do. You can
that was hot.
Yeah, here we go. Oh.
God, Blaster, don't do that to me. I'm kind of horny.
Don't do that to me. We may have to climb you.
Don't do
know,
what
right?
to you?
Oh.
Okay, we got to switch topics. All right.
What happened was, Obama
I can think of a few things you can do to me if you really want.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, I want to.
Hey.
Stop that.
All right. I'm going to go with the cuteness.
I'm down here on the floor, too. What the? Okay.
You have to throw the cuteness in there because this is.
I'm going to go with the cuteness. I'm throwing the cuteness sticky bomb.
Throw it down.
World of Warcraft. We know that some of you people out there are pet whores. And I'm not talking about you, Hunter. That's me.
I thought we were changing the subject. What's going on
here? I know.
Here?
What the hell?
They collect these little pets that you have to buy to get. Sometimes you can
you don't have to buy them. You can. The way they have it set up now is you can actually win pets in Pokemon little, like almost like Pokemon battles. And I have like almost 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have you seen the new one, the Cinder Kitten?
No.
All right, well, it's up on GamePolitics.com. I will drop the link in a second.
I'm not up there. I'm on the floor.
Oh, well, see? You don't get to see.
Describe it to me.
It's a little kitten. It's made all of fire. It's got some armor on its back and armor on its head, and it looks like it's got a unicorn horn.
You guess?
It's very cute. And they are selling it, and Blizzard is doing this right. Unlike everybody else who said, oh, we're going to give... You know, we're going to sell you this, and we're going to give a portion of the money to the Sandy victims. No. World of Warcraft, Blizzard, is giving 100% of the proceeds to the Red Cross
what?
And Superstorm Sandy response relief
effort. Now,
that's
fucking hot. That is
that's
hot.
You know what? I'm that fucking buying awesome. That. Well, you know what? Let me get off the floor.
They say it's coming later this year, and the new pet will cost $10. All the proceeds are going to go to the Red Cross's efforts in the Northeast after the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, it's not up yet?
No, not quite yet. But you know they're going to have it up soon if they already have pictures of it. So, bless you. And it's going to help provide shelter, food, and money. I skipped a lot. Shelter, food, and emotional support, and other assistance to survivors of Hurricane Sandy and other calamities that the Red Cross helps with.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. By the way, I love that word, calamity.
Oh, my God, it's so cute.
It is. I know.
You know what? I'm totally going to buy that, and I think I might buy it as a gift for other people.
Now, what does he do? What can he do?
It's just a pet. It just follows you around. Some make noise. Some battle with other pets.
This one is probably going to battle. Looks like it's going to be a badass battle pet. But I just like them because they're cute. I mean, I've got like almost 80. I've got some from Quest. I've got some from Drops. I've got some from little like boss battles
I have one that you will never have. Well, you might already have. Never mind.
What?
I have the actual battle bot.
I don't have that now.
I have the battle bot. And I even still have some fuel for it.
But I've got the the little Pundaren monk.
Oh, that's cute.
I've got a shitload of stuff. Did we just go offline or something?
No, I think Ben's listening.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry. I just
porn.
Connected.
He's watching porn.
I just connected and it's all, don't worry about it.
Blizzard is raking in the dough, even if they are losing subscribers, because I know my best friend, real life best friend, doesn't play World of Warcraft anymore, but when she did, had over 100 of these little pets already. And she quit back before Chasm.
Well, before the latest update. So if you had 100 pets before Pandaria, that was pretty mm-hmm. impressive. Now
yeah,
that Pandaria is out, it's like the new threshold, like 250 to 300.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, see, Zynga is now, they're still not actually helping the Sandy victims directly.
Of course they're not.
But they do have something you can contribute to. It's called water.org/Zynga. And they're saying they're going to donate 100% of their purchase price to support water.org, which I'm hoping somewhere in there is helping Sandy. I don't know why they just refuse to actually help the Sandy victims. Why are you ignoring this? Do we have to come down there, Zynga? Do we have to come down there?
Yeah, come down there and threaten you. We'll come down there and just beat you up.
Zynga might actually like a little physical violence. I mean,
they seem like they might.
Right,
yeah,
baby,
I would. But I'll tell you this. I don't know why, but I just never treated this one as. I don't know. This one didn't seem like as heart wrenching as Katrina. I don't know. Maybe that's why, because it just seems like I don't know. It kind of hit New York, and I had all these visions of like these New York socialites up there. And that they're up there, like, you know, partying and stuff. And then the hurricane was a minor inconvenience for them. I don't know. I know that's not the case.
No.
I know that's not the case. Trust me. I know that's not the case. I know this has been really bad. I just think that
I have to agree with you. I kind of have to agree with you. And it's not that it wasn't as bad as Katrina. It's that, I don't know, something about it is not quite.
It's not in the news like Katrina was.
Yeah, Katrina was absolutely more in the news, but the reason it was more in the news is because so many different organizations kind of fucked up. Like FEMA fucked up, and then the engineers that built the levees fucked up, and you know, it was a whole bunch of just
fucked up.
Yeah, a whole bunch of bad shit happening.
Okay, I will tell you exactly why. And now, when I say this, it's probably going to shift Snow's perspective. You know what takes it away from me? I didn't get to hear any calls from somebody saying, "I need to water my crops."
Oh, God, yes.
So when is my internet going to be back up?
Yes.
I just got power on.
Seriously.
So I can feed my fish for the game that's closing in 2 weeks.
No, but it's not the country. It's not the country accent. These are like up north, Boston kind of, you know, Yankee accent going on. Like
Marvin, you know, we was here the other day, right? I talked to her, right? I talked to her, right?
God.
And I'm supposed to have my stuff done, right? My internet's supposed to be on. I keep telling them I need to get on Facebook, right? Right? Yeah, that's what I'm hearing all day.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But I have talked to a few people that kind of had heart-wrenching stories. Like one guy, he said that he has been out of power for like a week and a half. And his power came back on, and he just really needed to get on to pay his bills, and he had to contact one of his family overseas who didn't have a phone, and, you know, and I was like, oh, God, let me get your internet on, shit. You know what I mean? Like, if they have valid reasons to get on the internet, I'm like, hell yeah, let me do what I can. But if they get on the phone, like, yeah, I totally have to get on Facebook because, you know, all my games are just, I just got to catch up on my games. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
really.
That's what I think takes away from it for me. That I don't see them, you know, where they're saying they need clothes. I know a lot of them are needing food and everything, but honestly, and this is kind of hard for a lot of Southerners to understand, especially those of us who live in Texas, because Texas is so massive and spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all those places, New York and Washington, D.C., all those places are in Maryland, all of them are like right there together,
yeah.
You know, and they're right near the president. So, you know, he's going to go help. Whereas, wow, the other one, yeah, Bush was not rushing to get down there.
Well, it was also Bush. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Obama was there the next day. So I don't know. I kind of agree with you, Blaster. I'm not saying it's not as heart-wrenching because I've seen the pictures. It's horrible. It is absolutely
horrible. Also,
for
you have to keep in mind that a lot of the people that are hardest hit by it, a lot of the people who are going to have the hardest time recovering are the ones who may not have had internet access in the first place. So we're not hearing from them.
True.
We're hearing from the people who have more money and who are able to get more help sooner because they have money. The poor people are the ones who are really, really suffering. So I'm really hoping
that
is going to help those.
Yeah. That was like the first page news story, like that. The very next day was the entire coastline of all these high-priced summer homes washed away. People's memories are gone. I'm sorry your memories are gone, but this is a summer home for you.
Yes.
Yep.
You probably paid way too much for this place to live directly on the beach. I mean, literally, they showed pictures. You walk out your front door, you're on the beach. Hey, that's stupid.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really is.
And any of us who plays RTS knows you never, ever, 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 ever put your village right on the beach.
Never put your village. That's a T-shirt.
Never put your village right on the beach. You are asking to have pirates come, or you're asking for a storm to hit,
or you're asking for a shark to just, like, come right up in your, like the tide raise, a shark right up in your living room.
Look, or PvP, you are trapped.
Right? You're somewhere near a mountain, so you're all nice and safe from the back, and you build yourself a wall.
You have been playing games too much, honey.
But here's the really important question. Is it okay to think this way? Because we wouldn't be making these jokes. We didn't make these jokes, and we shouldn't have made these jokes about anybody that goes through, you know, a hurricane.
Well, I was in Hurricane Ike, so...
I don't think we're so much joking as we are celebrating those who survived, those who...
Yeah.
I think the difference is we're not joking about people's deaths. We're joking about property.
I guess what I'm trying to say is we're not treating this hurricane like we did Katrina.
Well,
because of the money of the people that are involved in this, because we're assuming that they're very rich and these are summer homes. And...
Let me speak as somebody who was in Hurricane Ike in the same conditions that they're having, where there's no power and there's no water, there's no gas, and they're trying to figure out how to get food. This is our exact situation. I was not initially walking around. I don't think at any point in time I was ever calling Comcast saying, "Where's my internet coming back up?"
No, I wasn't either.
That was not my first and foremost concern. I think my house was the only one in the entire neighborhood that had power. So my concern was, what if these motherfuckers go crazy and rush my house?
Yeah.
And I have to say, you had like a week's warning to get out.
Yeah.
Get out. This superstorm was coming. Get the hell out. And you saw these people, I'm on camera, out there riding, you know, jet skis, Sea-Doos, laughing,
you know,
running around.
The image that stands out in my mind is this is a family that was evacuating, but they were in a Lexus van, and they were very calmly loading their kids into the car. Get in, sweetie. And that's I think, where Blaster's getting it from. That's the image that stands out in my mind, as I see this really rich couple with their two kids putting them in the Lexus going, okay, we're going to evacuate now. But I know there are some people that weren't able to evacuate or, you know, whatever have you. But so I understand where he's getting the image from, and I dislike when these people are calling in, they're very callous and they're worried about a game, which makes gamers look bad. Sorry.
Yeah, the guy that was on the news today, I'm staying. This is my stuff. What if somebody steals it? What if you drown?
And they
still
won't steal your stuff.
This is the thing. I still think that a lot of it has to do with the Hurricane Katrina was just one big fuck up. The relief effort, the quote relief effort afterwards, and then the defenses that were supposed to be there to help alleviate a lot of the flooding that happened, they weren't there. So it was like just one big fuck up. So it wasn't like the people there It wasn't really their fault, you know. I mean, they were trying to evacuate. They were trying to save their homes. They were trying to do all of this stuff. And all the organizations that were supposed to go help them pretty much just kind of dropped the ball. They kind of fucked up. And all these poor people were left stranded. They were – a lot of people drowned. A lot of people were, you know, in just left in this just festering, disgusting mess of a place because they were waiting on someone to come get them because they couldn't go anywhere.
But, you know, and it keeps coming back to me because I've read several books where they've written about these historical events where levees in different countries have burst and hundreds of people have drowned. And all I can think of is, why are you building these levees to push out the ocean? It's going to come back. It's Mother Nature. You can't win. You can't.
Anybody who's ever played SimCity can tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
Levees in New Orleans have been around for a long, long, long time. And that's the thing. I think people had this sense of security. Been a false sense of security from something
now,
that's just been a...
You have a wall fighting against Mother Nature.
Let me bring this,
one day.
Let me bring this back around to the gaming side because we're all off on another tangent. But I do recall hearing something in the past 2 weeks where they are talking about using a game to start being able to map out the, you know, the possibilities of what could happen, or what's the word I'm looking for? Simulations of what can happen when these types of things happen. And I like that idea.
That's why I've been playing Left 4 Dead all this time. I'm practicing.
If you're practicing
zombie apocalypse, I know what I'm doing.
Yes, you know what to do. Don't play with this. See, yes, exactly.
About halfway through the zombie apocalypse, like, somebody turn this on advanced mode, please. This is too boring.
Because she's going to shoot you in the knee and take your health pack.
Exactly.
And don't play with Corey because she can throw a bomb at your head.
No, that's not a zombie emergency. That's in the event that we go into space. When we go to
Mars,
I will sticky grenade myself and jump onto you. But during a zombie apocalypse, I will leave you. I will wander off to the other room. And I won't die, but you all will. And when I come back, I'm going to loot you and I'm going to step over you and be like, that's sad.
And me, I'm just going to stand there going, I don't know what to do.
No, you have the book that you sent me. It's my paragraph 5, page 6 says that we should not touch them because they are infected.
I'll be in the background trying to direct traffic. No, no, you're doing that wrong. Paragraph 6, page 4 says you're supposed to aim for the head.
You know, speaking of colossal disasters, you guys hear the early reviews about Assassin's Creed 3?
No.
Oh, God, it came out with a first day update. Be playable.
I hate that.
Okay, I'm going to shut
you down. Release a port game. What the hell?
I'm going to shut all of you down, okay? Because I still haven't done my review for it. It is coming, people. It's been behind the scenes. It's been hellacious. But I love Assassin's Creed. I have been playing it all week. I adore it. I think it is the best one in the series.
How about glitches? Have you had any glitches?
None.
Okay, how about the combos? I heard they're really hard to pull off.
They're hard to pull off if you are an idiot.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm serious. Here's the thing. Y'all know I like my games on a little bit on the hard side. They went back and they revamped the fighting system. So for 3 games, we had the exact same things. To basically, if you were fighting a group of guys, you had a button you hold down to counter or whatever, a block, and he'd block and he'd counter and he'd kill them. You block, you counter, he'd kill them. They made it a little harder. It's not that easy. You can't just block and counter because somebody behind you may stab you in the back of your leg, which is what would really happen if you were fighting like 15 guards, really.
Oh, so well, basically all these people are whining because they may have added a little more difficulty to it.
Yeah, and
that's lame.
And also, you can counter sometimes, but it doesn't always work. Sometimes they manage to break through your defense. You're holding up your arm to block them, and then they take their other hand and swipe you across the face. Like, bitch, you weren't seeing this coming. So it just got a little harder. Is what I think they're bitching about. The whole thing, his Altair and Ezio, their whole thing is running across rooftops. This guy is Native American. He's got trees. He's got rooftops. He's got all kinds of stuff, and the trees are difficult because you have to. There's a certain way you have to climb them or stand in them. Or yes, he falls out like you really would. I love the whole historical aspects they have in between when you're going to the next level. They tell you what parts are things that they added in and what parts are actually big.
Oh, now that's awesome! Awesome.
The history lesson. It's really, really good, and I like the way they tied the stories together. I don't want to give it away for some of you And the beginning, they kept their traditional thing where they have a plot twist right at the beginning of the game. And this one I did not see coming. I can usually see it coming. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it is so fucking good. I was like, baby Nacy's was like, what just happened? Because I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Pause the game. I need a minute. Pause it. Pause it. Take the controller. I need a minute. I got to walk. I need a minute.
I found this funny. Somebody was... a kind of early review I was watching of it, and they were saying that there's they call it the Gump factor. They said that the Assassin's Creed games in the past, they're now even criticizing like the whole, you know, the game itself, like the whole story and all that. Like in the past, you dealt with events and stuff that were way far in the past. A lot of people were really up to speed on actually what happened historically, and so it's not that big of a stretch for you to see that okay, the Assassins actually played a huge role in this. But now it's stuff like they say, okay, Paul Revere's famous ride. Well, actually, you know, Connor, the guy in Assassin's Creed 3, rode with Paul Revere, you know, in that ride. Oh, the British one, Victory at Bunker Hill, well, actually, Connor was there, stuck across enemy lines and killed them all.
Okay, well, this is the thing. This is the thing that people are forgetting. It's a game.
Yeah.
Well, sure, but they're saying that there, a lot of people, as we get closer to modern times with these Assassin's Creed games, is that people are more familiar with the actual what really happened, right? And so it's harder for you to suspend your sense of disbelief in that.
But see, that's what I think.
Okay, then explain this to me. Explain this to me. Why is it okay for us to watch a movie set in modern times that has to do with any kind of thing going on, and we can't suspend disbelief and be like, oh, well, shit, vampires don't exist now, or, well, I don't know why that happened. That's totally not going to happen in today's times. But it's not okay to play a game, which is obviously a fantasy, that may be based around some historical events, and be like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of cool.
Because some stupid idiot kid with bad parents is going to start believing that this is exactly how it
happened.
Well, I'm not saying that. I just think that they're saying – at least this one article I've been reading about the early review on, they're just saying that it's just harder for them to get into the game because of that.
You're possibly right. I'm sorry. We keep interrupting you. Say, Blaster. Go ahead. Ciao.
No, I was just saying, it's like saying, let's go back. This is one line back. I can't think of any big things that happened recently, but I'll just use the hurricane that just happened, okay? So it's like the hurricane just happened, except for, like, on day two, there's a giant zombie outbreak, and we've all been, and then day five, there was,
huge cordons
around the cities and all that, but it's like, we're experiencing it right now. It's like, we know that's not really happening. It'd be kind of hard to suspend your disbelief.
I don't think so.
Zombieism broke out over that, yeah.
I disagree. I think it's just somebody being a little too butthurt. A little too OCD about things. Like, really? You can't just turn off that part of your head just for a little bit and just enjoy the game for what it is. It's a game. I mean, people are writing vampire books about modern days and trying to say that vampires are, you know, behind the scenes and they are the ones that are pushing all the companies to buy all the stock and pushing all these companies that go out of business. And so you're telling me that this could possibly be happening? You can't suspend disbelief just for a little while just to enjoy a game?
I'm going to kind of go off on a side part of that argument. And this is – you are more educational than other people, right, Snow? So
yeah.
you have a hard time with people who cannot write or speak English correctly.
That would be me.
And you know, when you're role-playing.
That'd be you.
When you're role-playing.
When I'm role-playing, yes, I have a hard time.
You would lose. You would lose attention. You would not be able to follow because of that person's English. So I'm going to go out on the whole little tangent here that maybe the person's into history, historian, whatnot, so this is too hard for them.
That's possible, but let me kind of swing it back around, okay?
Yep.
It's very difficult for me to role-play with someone who it's not that they don't speak good English, because my constant roleplay partner, English is not her first language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot of times she kind of confuses words and she misspells things sometimes, and that's okay with me. I don't care. It's the ones who put no effort into it whatsoever. It's the ones who throw out just like one line things and just keep peppering these things at me, so I don't have time to respond. Assassin's Creed put effort into this. They put thought into this. They put effort into making a storyline. They put effort into making the graphics, to making things kind of cohesive. So if you can't turn off your brain long enough to enjoy something for what it is, it's a game. if not that important. Okay? It's a well-run, a well-made game that they spend a lot of money on, and that's what it is. I can enjoy role-play if there's effort put into it.
I see. Even Dark in the room said made a comment that I agreed with a little while ago. He says the problem is we've gotten into where they make games way too easy, and people now are not expecting this. And when they get a game that's – and this game is not even super hard – when I was playing, it's not super hard. Mm-hmm. It's a little harder to take on, you know, 5 or 6 enemies. But again, if it's kind of a very fine line walking of suspension of belief, but also at the same time keeping it. You know that if you were really in a fight, unless your name starts with Bruce and ends with Lee, you are not going to be able to take on 5 guys, 15 guys. You're
exactly.
probably going to knock a few down, and then you're going to run. And that's what you have to do in the game. I looked up, I'm fighting the British, and there's 15 of them coming at me, and it was just me. I hit one in the face, and I said, fuck you, fuck y'all, and I ran this way. So, you know, that's exactly what you would do if it came down to that. So it's I think the game, I have to give Ubisoft their due because, you know, they have fucked up my Splinter Cell series, and I was like, if you fuck up my Assassin's Creed, I am leaving you bitches alone. We are over. And they did a good job. I like one part I will share with you that I found to be beautiful because it was personal to me is that, you know, we always make a lot of jokes about my ethnicity. I am a whole bunch of shit thrown into one. But
she really
one of
is, y'all.
Yeah,
she
but
had a little Irish cream in her before too.
Hey, now behave yourself. There's one of the things that's personal to me is I always say, you know, I'm a descendant of Native American. My grandfather used to speak whatever language that his mother spoke. She's a full-blooded Native American. We say Blackfoot, but I think we had some other stuff in there. But he was trying to teach it to me when I was little, and he has since passed away. So that language that our family spoke is lost. When you're playing the game, they're speaking whatever Native American language, and there is no subtitle for Connor. You don't know what the fuck he's saying, and I thought that was so artistic and beautiful for me personally because, it, you know, that language being lost to me and not understanding what he was saying was like, oh, I wish I knew what he was saying. But at the same time, you know, I'm like, oh, it's so nice. This is beautiful. Who put all the thought into this? So I think people are missing the artisticness of it on one hand, whereas they like Splinter Cell where they're told where to hide. I love that when I was playing this, if there was no hide, go this way, that way, they just turned me loose and said, go do whatever it is that Connor's supposed to be doing. Go do it. Go have your fun. I also like something else, and all this will be in the review whenever I get to do it. They actually went there with some of the racial things during this time period. Connor's trainer is a black man, and he's telling Connor, I can't go with you into town and buy XYZ. And Connor's not understanding why. Until they get into town. And then he's like, oh, they don't like us. Why?
Yep.
So this, you know, they played with a lot of things that some people are afraid to play with, but they did it in such a way where it is actually beautiful. And sometimes it just takes non-Americans to do it because when they do it here, they fuck it up. They don't know how to do it. They end up offending people. So I was not offended. I thought it was beautiful. So I don't know who's not liking this, but let me talk to you up close for a second.
Why don't you come a little closer?
Come a little closer, and it's not going to be nice. So I don't know what you're reading, Blessy. You tell them that I said, just direct me to it. I'll go over there and jump up.
I will definitely post it in the chat. For those of you who are joining us in the chat room, consider yourselves lucky you're getting this link. So there you go. But go ahead and read that. I think there's a lot. I think we've all said a lot of interesting things. I think we all have a lot of different viewpoints of this. And at the end of the day, I haven't played the game. You have, Corey. So at the end of the day, I think that, you know, I'll be waiting to hear what your review is, and I'll be waiting to get my hands on it before I make any fun.
On me? Oh, you mean the review?
Yes, and the review.
Blaster.
I got two hands.
What
There's
about
a hand.
Me?
You know what? I've got two hands. I can take care of both of you.
I can go. I can be touched by something else if you want it.
Why y'all so dirty? Why?
Boing.
What is wrong?
So much is wrong with us tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this is this week. Was it this week that LucasArts was bought out by Disney?
Yeah, no, it was last week,
Last week. I saw actually a really funny cartoon. It had a few of the princesses and like Mulan and I forgot which other one. they were all staring at Princess Leia, and she had her lightsaber out. She's like, oh, this thing, you know, and then there's like Rapunzel, or they're going, oh, can you do my hair like that? And it was kind of cute. And I was like, God, they're so going to fuck this franchise up. Like, it's already bad enough, because he had three really, really good movies, and then you made three really, really shitty movies. I couldn't even watch. I watched the first one going, what the hell? I got through maybe 15 minutes of the second one, and I didn't even bother with the third.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it's going to be such a fail. I hate it. I hate it. I can't even think of what they're going to do. It's going to be all jokes and lols and no actual...
Yeah.
How are they going to do the fighting?
And how are they going to do the adult content? Because there is adult content.
There is.
Star Wars.
How are they going to do... Yeah. Captive Princess Leia.
No. I just want to know what that robot that went in to torture her was carrying on him. That's all I want to know.
Wow.
Sorry. I think I'm a little overheated.
Understand.
I'm overheated.
I'm overheated. Damn.
It's a good day to meet me, I think.
It's getting hot in her.
Girl, it's been hot in here.
Alrighty then.
Anyway, so.
So what happened was Microsoft wants to spy on your naked ass.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right. Now,
oh,
right
that's
now
right.
I'm not naked, so they might.
Wait a minute. Is this what we talked about with the cameras and all that and Kinect? Corey, are you naked now finally on camera?
Yes. They want to record you. Their whole pay per view movie service. They filed a patent to actually do it. They want to be able to see who else in the room, and
fuck
they want
no.
to charge you pay-per-view for your movie
fuck
or whatever
no.
you're watching. So, you know, if you invite over however many of your friends to watch the fight, they're going to charge you for however many friends are watching
uh-uh.
the fight.
What the hell am I going to bother with that for? I'll go rent a damn movie.
Well, see, this is what I said earlier in the week. I saw this coming. I didn't think it would be Xbox that would do it. You know, I kept saying I saw that at some point, they're going to start releasing movies. You can go to the theater or you can have it straight at home. But the only way that they'd be able to control that would be exactly this way. You know, you have to pay for tickets. I saw a movie theater actually doing it where maybe AMC was like, we're bringing the movies to you. You know, you buy a family fun pack of, you know, five tickets. And I was like, that's not going to work because you can buy five tickets and then have 80 people over at your house,
yep,
you know,
exactly.
watch a movie. So this would be a way for them to do that. And that's something that I, yes, would pay for, like, you know, week before last, I was sick and had laryngitis, and I wanted to take, you know, Baby Nature's to see the sneak of Wreck-It Ralph, but of course we couldn't go. But it would have been nice if I could have said, hey, let me go ahead and pay this $14 for the
yeah.
tickets, and she can watch it right here at the house. We, you know, and I can doze and take my medicine and maybe
yeah.
rewind it a few times, and we're fine. So I see it working that way, but for pay-per-view is kind of I think the Xbox doing it is stupid.
Yeah, ridiculous. Because,
right.
you know, like we talked about the other day on the show, there's going to be somebody who finds a way to do the whole perspective picture thing. Yeah. Of course.
Okay, hold it. Hold it right there. Hold that picture. Hold this up, man. Hold this up while I push the start button. Okay, I'm going to push A, B, C, left trigger, A, B, C, up, down, left, right. Now push it. Hold on the right key. Hold it. Hold on the right thumbstick. Okay, hold it. They got it. Okay, let's watch the pay-per-view.
Exactly. I'm going to have my camera, like, pointing at the wall opposite or something, you know?
Just like you're gonna go stand in front of the camera on the other side of the room. It's just me. And she got 80 people on the other side of the room.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go find one of those big old Johnny Depp blow up where he is Pirates of the Caribbean, and I'm gonna put that up against the wall, and I'm gonna turn my camera at that. You only see one face.
You'll be like, damn, she got Johnny Depp in her house. Damn.
Johnny Depp, why you no move?
Ah, and then you go get another movie. Damn, he's over there again and in costume? What the hell?
Hey, here's the deal, right? Like, who gets to watch? Who, like, how is Kinect going to know all this? Is it going to be like a person's going to, like, look at this and charge you? Like, I don't understand. Are they just going
to
auto?
They have facial recognition technology.
Okay.
That makes no sense because you'd have someone sitting on someone else's lap.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm going to assume it's going to be constantly scanning the room, whatnot.
So wait a minute. Okay, so let me ask this. What happens if the pizza delivery guy walks in? Are you going to get extra charged for that?
That's something we didn't even think about. What if you have somebody dropping something off? Or
yeah, or how about someone leaves in the middle of the movie? Are you only going to get charged half price for them?
Yeah. I like these questions. Xbox, Microsoft, do you have answers for us? I'll be calling you in the morning.
Stop spying on my naked ass. I like walking around my house naked, Dan.
Or let me spy on your naked ass, please.
God, because I like watching movies naked. It's just comfortable.
I wouldn't even charge you for it. Jeez.
I like just being
Lash,
naked.
You can
I
join me.
On.
You can come join me as long as you're naked.
I will. Wow. I'm getting the car right now. I gotta go.
Naked by walking around naked. That way we don't have to do the laundry.
I don't know. This is stupid. This is like another example of Microsoft charging you for something they should have no business charging you for.
I agree. I have to agree. I really don't see the problem with us being able to, like when you had to do pay-per-view for cable, I really don't see the issue with that at all.
Pay-per-view is expensive. Pay-per-view. It's expensive, so why can't you have people over?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If the pay-per-view is already expensive, why can't I have a house full of people when I'm paying for this shit?
If you're going to drop the price down on the pay-per-view to $10, then sure, then we can do that. Billy, you can come over here and use my TV. It's $10 for the pay-per-view for you to be here, and I'm going to need an extra $3 to buy your ass some snacks. So,
exactly.
I mean, because if I'm paying, you know, $14 to rent a movie in my own damn house,
you better believe I'm not going to have anybody else in here be like, get the fuck out.
I better have, like, somebody going door-to-door delivering me popcorn and sodas anytime I want them.
Or at least come up with some fucking transporter system. You want popcorn? Okay. There you go, popcorn. I want extra butter. Okay, doop. There's extra butter.
Also want some of those little nachos. Oh, and
some damn nachos.
Oh my god.
Nachos.
Hello, guest 14384 and 15016.
I think one of those is Blaster. I think one of those is Blaster.
Well, no, I'm logged in. I'm logged in.
No, you're not.
You left. He is
there,
looking
dude.
At porn. He
Whoa, I did leave. What happened?
Okay, hello, Horace.
Hi, guest, whoever you are. You want to log in so you can chat with us because, you know, we're very chatty, although I'm on the floor, so I can't really see much, but still kind of camp on the floor.
And I think up on the – sorry, go ahead.
I'm back.
Up right hand of the screen is a little Skype button. If you have Skype, you can call us, give us your views.
Yep.
We may hang up on you. Who knows?
We might. If you don't behave, we'll definitely hang up on you. Yeah, no questions about what toys we use or what size bra we wear.
Okay, now see, this...
Just go to the website.
Let me get y'all back on topic here. Okay, so we were saying that this is turning into the all Apple and Microsoft. That was earlier in the week, show. You all heard Facebook says they will not be building a Windows 8 app and said, talk to Microsoft. Talk to them bitches over there. That's what they said. We're not doing anything. What is going on with Facebook and Microsoft? And
I have no idea.
They are having a love spat.
You can't have a love spat if your ass can't run without the companies you're mad at.
That's
Facebook,
true.
You cannot exist without Microsoft. And if you're going to be mad at Apple, guess what? You cannot exist without Apple. If these two companies decide, you know what, we're going to make it so that our operating systems don't even see your software, what the fuck are you going to do?
You're fucked, basically.
Old people can't use Linux.
Old people can use Linux.
Not right away.
No, actually, I met an old guy on the phone earlier who knew more about computers than any other caller I had today. We had a good old time. I just had to say okay.
You run across those very rarely. You have to.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, let's do this test. He said, all right, hang on. Click, 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 click. This is the result. Damn.
I hate those ones that call and say, I be computer literate. Now, where do I plug this here cord?
Yes, God.
See, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I don't like when I call in and have the guys treat me like I have no idea what I'm talking about. Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in? Yes, I've already done that.
You restarted your computer.
Yes, I've already done that.
Somebody calls in, I'll say, and if they sound to me like they might be computer literate, I'll say, okay, so what have you tried so far? I've done this, 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 and this. It's okay, so if you've already done this, let's move on to this. Because if the customer already says they've done that, I'm not going to make them do it again. Customer's always right.
Well, we have to.
Well, I might have to, but I'll be damned if I am, because I hate when people do that shit to me.
Well, no, like, I'm saying we have to, because you don't. I'm going to tell you why. You always have that one person that says, I've already done A, B, C, D, F, G, and they didn't do it. And then you end up sending your tech out, and they're like, well, you didn't have them do this, so we have to make them do that.
Oh, no, I know. But this is the thing. Whenever it gets to the point where there's a technician going out, I say, and just to let you know, if it's a problem with your equipment, there might possibly be a charge. Oh, Okay, well, let's try some other stuff. Mm-hmm.
I also need to mention this because Blaster's going to go nuts.
I know what you're about to say.
What?
And I told you he was right.
Oh, my God. Who was right? Yeah, I didn't even say anything. It had nothing to do with the he.
Yeah, I already know what you're talking about.
I thought we were going to talk about Gabe Newell being right about Windows 8.
Gabe Newell was right. Windows 8 is trash.
Okay, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to actually give you something you were going to be excited about because they've released Steam for Linux beta.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
It's been out for a while, hasn't it?
No.
I don't know about that.
Well, the beta's been there, but it's live, as in everybody can play now. So if you have Linux and you've been dying to try Steam, you can. It is so pretty. It is so fucking pretty. I want to have its baby. It's so pretty. Damn. It is gorgeous.
Oh, look who's in the house. Look who's in the house.
Who's in there? Who is it? Who is it?
ZQ77.
Oh, my God. It's ZQ77.
Hey!
Does she need some of this? She needs some of this. What'd you say?
You can't wind me up like that and then completely change subjects on me.
Okay. Let me take it. I'm sorry. I got y'all excited then.
You did. And you such a tease. You know that, Corey?
Of course I am. That's what I do. So how do you feel about that, Bless? You think you're...
I don't know. Have you tried the Windows? By the way, have you tried Steam for a while? It's had the big picture mode out. Have you tried that?
No, I have not had time to check out Steam. I am, however, a little dismayed. There's a lot of back and forth about Windows 8. I don't know if Gabe Newell is right or the people that are telling me, I like my Windows 8. It's very nice. Which one of you bitches is lying to me?
No, here's the deal, right? So there was an article out there. It was very recent, and it was I think it was on Game Politics, which is probably where you saw it. And if you read that article, there was a quote from, and I don't remember the development companies, one of the bigger ones, was talking about Windows 8. And they said inside the code in Windows 8, there is somewhere that
I remember. They mentioned the words walled garden and...
Yeah, but no, what it is basically is that you cannot install a downloaded program. Downloaded like program unless it is through the Microsoft workspace or the Microsoft
their app store.
You have to do
Are
it through
kidding?
The app store. They, Windows 8 will not let it work. It wasn't even a question of, and the guy, even the engineer was very specific. He says not even a question of there's a workaround, right? Because the engineer said, I mean, that'd be kind of cool that Microsoft would provide a general, like just a place, a workshop where a bunch of apps are collected. He says you can't do it any other way.
Blaster, but here's what I'm going to tell you that's going to hopefully put this in perspective for you all. You can't do that with any of them. You can't do it with Apple. You can't do it with Google Play.
Okay,
you can't do it with Steam. You can't do it with Origin. So I don't see why this is a big deal.
No. In Steam, you can take and you can add a non-Steam game to Steam. You can do it. And you just point it to it. It points it to an executable on your machine, and that is played through Steam. Now, you don't always have access to the API because because the game that you're pointing at doesn't have that built into it that you can access.
That's exactly
Wait a minute. So are you telling me that I cannot run my games on Windows 8 unless it comes through Microsoft Workspace?
That's what they're saying.
No.
Fuck
yes,
that.
Yes.
I'll read the article here.
That's not what they're saying. We were talking about this earlier in the week. That is not what they're saying. They're not saying you have to buy from them. They're saying if you have a game already, you can't transfer it to Windows. And that's what I was saying. You can't go buy a game. You can't go buy Battlefield 3 in Origin and say, okay, now I want to play it on the GameStop store. That's what they're saying. But that's what all of them are like. You can't play The Sims on Origin and then decide I'm going to move over here to Steam with it. It doesn't work. And I know you're saying you can do it in Steam, but it doesn't have the API. But if it doesn't work 100%, you're still taking a gamble.
Okay, here's what it is. This is from the CTO of the company behind the Serious Sam series, okay? And here's what he said. Gabe Newell did not overreact. This is in quotation marks. What you don't see here is that under the hood, the new tiled UI is a means for Microsoft to lock Windows applications into a walled garden, much like the one on iOS. There is a small detail that Microsoft is not advertising. No, I know. We're not attacking Apple and saying that this is somehow different than what Apple is. exactly what Apple's. This is Apple's playbook right here. So this is a small detail that Microsoft is not advertising anywhere, but you can find it dug deep in the development documentation. One cannot release a tiled UI application by any other means, but only through the Windows Store. It cannot even begin to – this is all quotation mark – can't even begin to stress just how horrible an idea this is. There is no sideloading except for corporate use inside one company, and that works only in the Enterprise Edition of Windows 8. This is – continuing the quote, do we all understand what that means? You cannot download an application from the internet and run it on your computer. You have to get it through Microsoft Store, even if the app is free. That's a quote.
So even if it's made for Windows, if you download it, you can't get it. You can't use it because, well, it doesn't come through the Microsoft Store, which leads me again to the, you know, we've got these MMOs that are not technically Microsoft.
Y'all are taking this a whole different way. Y'all are taking this a whole different way than a developer means. He's bitching, saying if I bought something via the Microsoft Store, I have to use it via the Microsoft Store.
No, he's not saying that.
That's what I'm understanding.
Then where does the part where, you know, if you downloaded it free off the internet, where does that come into play with what you're saying?
He's not saying that, Corey, at all. You're misinterpreting what he's saying.
I'm interpreting something.
He said, here's another continuous quote. If this was just about being downloaded from the Windows Store, it would not be a problem. He continued. It'd be nice to have a common hub to download things from, but to get an app onto that store, it has to be certified by Microsoft. This means bringing the console experience to your desktop. Each app you'll get through the Windows Store will have to adhere to certain requirements imposed by Microsoft.
Listen, and that's why I'm taking it different. There is an, if you get it from their app store, you can use it. If you don't get it from the app store, you can't. Not if you install Blizzard, you install World of Warcraft, you can't play it because it didn't come from the app store. That's where I'm saying the misinterpretation is coming.
Nobody would care. Nobody would care at all.
Nobody is caring because he's the only one saying anything. That's exactly what I'm telling you. He's the only one that's opened his mouth and said this, and he's still talking about the App Store. We're not talking about the operating system where you decide, I think I want to play Diner Dash. It's not that Microsoft's going to say, okay, you can't play Diner Dash because you didn't buy it from our App Store.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, I think.
No, that's not what I heard.
Again, it says this is all about certifying for Windows 8.
Or they're certifying an app for the App Store, not the rest of your games. I'm saying if you bought it from – obviously, if you went and bought a game that they already have there, you can still play your games. What we don't want to do here is misinform, because you know we got some people that are hardcore. These Sims people and these WoW people will fuck Microsoft up. So we have to be – correct.
We're talking about, we got some. I'm one. If I can't play my games on Microsoft 8, I'm going to be like, fuck that shit,
yeah,
and I'm going to go to another whatever.
Yeah, that's what I said. If I think if that was the case, Microsoft would have had a patch out day one. I don't think that's what they're saying. I think he's talking in specifically to have to do with the App Store. So
he's talking about with a tiled
yeah,
UI.
We know what the tiled UI is, but I'm talking about, say, and I think I said this earlier in the week, all of them do this, like they're, and I'm going to use the game Zombie Lane again. I have a Zombie Lane account on Facebook, but it does not translate to Google Play. I cannot go over and bring my Zombie Lane game to Google Play because they have their own, so I have one over there too. I can't play it on my phone either. That's a whole other Zombie Lane account. You can't do it on the iPad. I have a whole other Zombie Lane account. That's what I think they mean, and that's what he's bitching about. He was hoping that Microsoft would not take a page from Apple and make it so that if I'm playing it, make it basically cross-platform. If I'm playing it on Facebook and I want to move to my Windows App Store, I can link it that way. That's what I'm understanding him to say, not, hey, you got WoW, you didn't get it from the Apple App Store, you can't play. That's not what I heard. And I don't think that would be the most idiotic thing on the planet for Microsoft to do. And there are a lot of things Microsoft are, but they are not stupid.
Well, it seems like there's some confusion around this, because if that is the case, if what you're saying is the case, and I'm not saying it isn't, I don't have Windows 8 in front of me, I can't prove or disprove any one of either his article or what you're saying. If that's the case, then it's not as big a deal as they're making it. So there seems to be a lot of confusion. It'd be nice if Microsoft came out and said, okay, here's the deal, everybody. If you guys have an app that's not, you don't want it in our store, you don't care about our app store, right? You just want a third party program you want to play on your computer, then it would work, and here's how to do it. If that's the case, that's fine. They need to come out and say that. This is all about communication. This is a bad communication effort. On top of that, I don't really think this app store thing. The whole fact that I did read here that it says here at least that the start menu has been removed from the desktop and a lot of other things have been changed. That's what they're saying.
Well, yeah, we already knew that was coming. The UI, because they're doing the tile thing now, so we already know that was coming. And again, no different from playing with it on the iPad. It's just bigger boxes. iPad made small ones, and they put them. They call them icons. They're tiles on the Windows thing. There's no difference. It's all a matter of perspective and how you look at it. Now, do I like either of them? Not necessarily. Thinking of my fucking nerves.
Well, I don't know. Anyways, I don't think that Microsoft should be trying to go the way of Apple, because the only thing right now, I was thinking about this on the way home the other day, is the only thing that separates Microsoft from all these other competitors is that fact that they don't put these kind of restrictions on your stuff. It's just like, I mean, at the end of the day, that's why all these companies flocked to Windows, and that's why Windows was successful, I believe, is because they weren't trying to lock down everything. Now they're trying to lock down everything. Everybody's going to flood to Linux, right? And you might say to yourself, well, old people can't use Linux. They're not going to be. Well, I have an Ubuntu install. It's a lot like Windows. It's a visual graphical thing that I can go and click through icons and do all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, if Microsoft can
take
down the path.
Are you old? Are you old?
No, but not, I understand what you're saying, but you have to understand something. The generation now that is young is going to be the generation that's going to be old in the future, and you're telling me that generation can't figure it out?
I'm not talking about that generation. The generation behind us and us, obviously, we're going to be okay. I'm talking about people that are calling in now talking about, my Google is broke. They are not going to be able to use Linux.
We're talking about 10 to 15 years different. That's it. 10 to 15 years from now. Okay, that's going to be completely different. The old people then will be a lot smarter about this kind of
thing. But this is not going to happen in 10 years. This is going to be happening in the next 1 to 2 years.
Well, I understand that. But what I'm trying to say, if this is the path Microsoft's taking, you can see them going towards more and more and more closed system. A more and more closed system. This is the first step on that. This is what I'm trying to tell you, so that the old people 10 to 15 years down the road are going to be a lot smarter and be able to handle this. And if Microsoft continues down this path, people are just going to switch over to Linux full time. Open source systems.
Your generation will, but they're not going to lose those old people because they don't know how to use, they don't know what Linux is. They cannot switch.
An old person 10 years might switch
to
Linux.
And Snow can back me up on this. I'm sure you get this all day long. My Google is broke. You say, look, and this is my favorite. Do you have any other browsers installed? What's a browser? No, these people will not be using Linux. They will not be on Linux. They're going to be sitting there looking at their Microsoft screen. Hell, the UI tile is confusing them. They're still saying, I want to go back to Windows 7. So no.
That's assuming that Linux even stays the way it is. Like I said, right now, Ubuntu is very user-friendly.
They don't know what Ubuntu is.
What I'm trying to say is Dell is selling computers right now with Ubuntu already installed, pre-installed on them.
That does not mean they know how to use
it. To them, it looks like Windows. They'll be like, my Windows looks funny, but it works pretty well.
No, you know why? Because it'll say Ubuntu on it. That's why they're not going to touch it. What they know is Windows. Now you're preaching to two people. I listen to this all day long. They are not going to. Our generation, as we get older, yes, we will be fine. We are okay with switching software. We know what a browser is. We know what the operating system is. Mm-hmm. But this current, and these people are not going to die off. You keep acting like they're going to disappear. They don't know BitTorrent. I can go grab this. I can do this. They don't know how. They barely know how to operate their computer.
Let me tell you this.
Look, like the one I got yesterday that screamed at me because her games weren't – her computer was shutting off, and she says it was the internet doing it. How about, bitch, you just came out of the storm Sandy, and maybe your computer got surged, and that's why your computer's not working.
Gabe Newell, and I don't think Valve would be making a push to move it over to Linux if they felt like that by doing that, they were going to lose a lot of their user base.
Okay, I think we need to move on.
I was reading up on this while y'all were talking. Mm-hmm. Somebody brings up a good point. Skyrim, Peggy rating of 18 plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
To become Microsoft certified for games, you have to have Peggy 16 or ESRB mature, which that game is definitely not.
No.
So these mature games that we enjoy playing are no longer going to run on our Windows systems?
Now that's one of the things that I heard was true.
Okay, then fuck that shit.
Wait a minute. Let me clarify. No, not going to run on your system. They're not allowing them on the App Store. Remember, we heard that. They said there will be no adult things allowed on the App Store or any adult games allowed on the App Store. That doesn't mean you can't go get them from somewhere else and play them. That just means you won't be able to buy them from them. Basically, they're turning into Walmart.
Well, I don't see why Good Newell would even care, because he already has his own app store that he sells apps to.
Oh, come on. You don't see this as PR. Oh, Microsoft is failing, and suddenly Linux beta for Steam comes out? Come on. You know what that is.
No, and that's possible.
Well, it wasn't just him. You know, it was people from Blizzard, and there were other people.
All of them are on Steam. But they're all now probably going to be on Steam.
Blizzard's not on Steam.
Blizzard's not on Steam, no.
It will never be on Steam. Blizzard
has its own.
Yeah.
Were they complaining about the tiled app store too?
Yeah.
Everybody, this is what I'm trying to tell you. It's not just Gabe Newell. He started. Everybody gravitated to him because he's the one that everybody like listens to in the gaming industry, right? But he wasn't the first one even to complain about it. I believe Blizzard was, actually. I think Gabe Newell just picked it up. What's that?
Music.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about that time. Anyways, all right, we've argued about this to death. I'll tell you what.
18.
Send you all. I will send you all a downloaded. I will send you all downloads for Ubuntu. All right, you can all have it.
I'm still on Windows XP, so I'm fine. When the apocalypse comes, my computer will still work.
Hey, I got Windows 7. I'm fine. I'm working.
Exactly. I love my Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
I love Windows. Windows 7 is nice.
Windows 7 is very nice.
All right. Close it out.
All right, guys. That music means it's time to go. You can tune in tomorrow to hear the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in on Tuesday to hear Pix and Nisa. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitch in the business, and we know. Favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't. That's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight,
bitches.
Night. The cat.
Be with Leo. Be with Biggie.
A boogity boogity boo.